नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय स्नाम कृपणवत्सल
दुःसहग्राम
संसार चक्र कदनाद ग्रसतां प्रणीता बद्धस्वकर्मभिरुषत्तमतेऽङ्घ्रिमूलम् प्रीतोपवर्ग सरणं वयसे कदानु
threatened.
Asmi. I have so become. Aham.
I.
Kripana.
Kripana
Vatsala. O my Lord, who is so kind upon the fallen souls. Dukshaha, intolerable. Ugra, very powerful. Samsara Chakra, the cycle of birth and death. Karanat, from such miserable condition of life. Grastam, Grasatam, overpowered by other conditioned souls.
Grasatam means taken over. Is it? Taken over. Pranita.
Being so thrown into such association. Bandha, bound up. Sukarmabhi, the course of by my own resultant action of activities. Pushatama, O great insurmountable. Te, your. Anghimulam, root of your lotus feet. Prita, being pleased upon me. Upavarga Sharanam, Upavarga Sharanam, the shelter of your lotus feet, which is meant for liberation from this horrible condition of material existence. Payase, your Lordship will call me. Kada, when? Nu, indeed. Translation, O my Lordship, you are so kind upon the fallen souls. O the most powerful, insurmountable. O the most powerful, insurmountable by anyone else. On account of my resultant action of activities, I have been put into the association of asuras. And therefore, I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. Of course, if you become very pleased upon me, I am waiting for that moment when you will call me to take shelter under your lotus feet, which is the ultimate goal of life for being liberated from this conditional life.
Prastus maham kripana vastaladus sahokra samsara chakra kadanad brasatam pranitaha bhajya sakarma vidusat tamasendri moolam prito apavatra saranam obayasi kadanu. So, Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid of the fearful features of Lord Lingala. He was not fearful. But question may be asked, you are not afraid of anything. You are seeing so fearful appearance. Nishinamurti, everyone is afraid. And then Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, and other demigods, everyone is afraid of. But you say that I am not afraid of your horrible features. Naham divini. This verse you have discussed. I am not afraid. So the question may be that if you are not afraid of this fearful appearance of me, then that means you are not afraid of anything. The answer is yes, I am afraid. Yes, I am afraid. What is that? Tastoham tripana vatsala dushahakta samusaritakratavana. I am afraid of this material existence. Not this pure fearful. This fearful appearance is fearful for the asura, duskritima. When Krishna comes, he has got two business. Paritrana sadhana, vinasa is duskrita. So, those who are duskrita, duskritiva, these words are used in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana duskritina mūḥā prapadyante. So, anyone who is in this material world, he is a duskriti. Kriti means very meritorious. Kriti jasa sajivot. Meritorious. Kriti. But duskriti. Yes, in this material world, there are many, many persons, very meritorious, big, big philosophers, scientists, politicians, very, very meritorious. But their merit is being used for sinful actions. Just like a thief, he has got merit, but his merit is being used for stealing. So that is called dusti. And sukriti, just the opposite is sukriti. Sukriti means one is acting or utilizing his merit for sukriti. Sukriti means the way by which one can approach the supreme personality. That is called sukriti. Avgyata sukriti. This temple means to give chance to the people in Gerard. Avgyata sukriti. Anyone who comes to this temple where the deity is there, even by imitating others, if one offers obeisances to the Lord, that is taken into account. That is not useless. Because Krishna says, Manjadina, Manmanam, Havamanbhatta, Manjaji, Mana Namaskuru. This is Krishna's desire. He gives the four principles that always think of me, Manmana, and become my devotee, Madhavatta, Madhyaji, worship me, Madhyaji, Manvana, Bhagavata, Madhyaji, Mahana, Namaste. Just offer little obeisance. These four principles will deliver you from this bondage of material existence and Mareva Ishtasya Sanmukaya. Without any doubt, you'll come back. That's so simple thing. It's not at all difficult. This child, he can do this. Old man can do this. Learned man can do this. Without any knowledge. Even an animal can do it. Very simple. Bhakti Yoga is very simple. Therefore, somehow or other, if somebody comes into the temple, maybe by imitating or offer obeisances, we have seen so many people, our devotees are offering obeisances, they also think that it is etiquette, let me do that. By association. Therefore, it is recommended, sadhu-sangha, simply by association, one can be delivered. Saṃsāra cakra kadanā. It is so nice thing. Unfortunately, they are not associated with sadhu. Tata-sangha chārikaino asate vilās te karana lāgīrama or karma vanda sādhu. Nartandās Thakur saying that I have given up sadhu-sangha, sat-sangha, sadhu-sangha, satānta-sangha, mabadīja-sangha, bhavanti-rittanta, rathāyana-kathā. He who discuss message of Krishna among the sadhu, Tatāna prasanga. Then it becomes very perishable. Tatāna prasanga, not professional. Or asādhu. Asādhu is condemned. Sanātana Goswami has strictly forbidden. Avaiṣṇava mukha-dhīna, hūta-harī-tathā-amṛtam, sevanam-nā-pattambam. They are strictly forbidden. Those who are not Vaiṣṇavas, professional, for money is paid, they recite Bhagavat. They want money. Sometimes they may recite Bhagavat, sometimes they flatter you, sometimes they read other book also. They want money. And such kind of association will not help you. Satam Pusatma. That is the same thing, Nantandas. Sastanga sharikaino asate vilas. Te karane lagilamo karma vanda pa. This karma vanda pa, this Sanskrit is samsara chakra tadana. In Bengali, karma vanda pa. Entanglement in work and resultant asana. That is going on. The samsara chakra means, one after. This life is going on and we are creating the result and action of our karma and according to the process we get another body. Tathā dehāntara prāpti dhīra-satta-namayas. You have to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakita-kriya-mālāni gunai-karmāni-sarvata. Kāraṇaṁ guna-saṅga asya sadasat dharma jyoniti. As you associate, so you get your next body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body. Krishna says, tathā dehāntara prāpti. You'll get another body. He doesn't say that you will get this body after. That's like this Darwin's theory. They say, after this body, this body, after this body, this body. That is, when the evolution takes place in the lower species of life, nature's law, but When you come to the human form of life, you have got your responsibility. Wherever you want, you can go. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jāti deva bṛta devān pithri jāti pithri bṛta bhūte jājānti bhūtāni majjāni rābhijāni. Now it's left. Where do you want to go? If you want to go to the heart practices there, you can go. Then take shelter of the devil's heart. What's it? Indra, Chandra, Varuna, they are trying to go to the moon planet. But one cannot go there unless he is qualified to go there. Deva Bhutta. There is prescription how you can go to the Chandra Loka. In Karma Kandya, which are fruitive activities, if one executes fruitive activities very nicely, he is promoted to the Chandra Loka. He gets that life for 10,000 of years. And he is given opportunity of drinking sober up. So, this is samsara chakra. Not that if you go to the heart planetary system, you become happy. No. That is not possible. Krishna says, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān puranāva siddhāntunā yadgatyāna nivastati tadhāvam paramam. Even if you go to the brahma loka, from down, Patala, up to brahma loka, you can go there. If you want, Krishna is very, very kind. He has given you chance because he wanted to come here and enjoy material world. Krishna says, all right, go. So, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant worm in the stool, they're coming down and going up, coming up. This is going up. This is called samsara chakra. Cycle of birth and death. That is going up. Perpetual. And they do not know what to do. You have to die. You get one form of life, enjoy it, either as human being or as hog, pig, cat, dog, or demigod, whatever you want, you have got it, desire. Now enjoy, but after that, sometimes you have to die. Or actually your position is not to die, you are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Destruction of this body does not mean your destruction. This is samsara chakra. I am getting different opportunities, different bodies to fulfill my material desire. This is why. This is called samsara chakra kadana. Prahlad Maharaj, a devotee, is afraid, very, very afraid. He is not afraid of the lion, or the elephant, or the tiger, or the snake. No. He is not afraid of this. But he is afraid of this limitation of birth and death. That is called samsara. This is not botheration. Any sane man will understand how much botheration it is. That's why I am an old man. There are so many incarnations. And in this end, every old man will die. And if he's fortunate enough, if he has done something, he may be promoted to the higher priority system, or if he has tried for Krishna consciousness, he may go back to home, back to God. Why you one should bother here in this material world changing body one after another? This is called samsara chakra. So the ordinary person, they cannot understand what is individual. As soon as I die, I enter into the womb of a mother, according to my karma, the mother may be a lady dog, or lady pig, or lady such and such. But as the body will be manifested within the womb of the mother, karmanādhajvanetrena, jantur deha upapatti. Upapatti means getting one type of body. So that type of body is given by the mother. And the seed is given by the father. Jathāvīdami, jathājyoni. So you take a form. This is going on. So devotee should be very, very much afraid of this repetition of birth practice. This is Prahlāda Mahārāja. To follow the footprints of Prahlāda Mahārāja, one should be very, very afraid. And the whole process of Vedic civilization, especially devotional service, is how to avoid this samsara chakra tadana. Everyone should be very, very afraid of foolish person. Where angels they are not, the fools resist. This is what is the essential time. Now it has come to this stage, that in your Western countries, if we say like this, the next slide, you may become a dog. University students, they say, what is wrong if I become a dog? They are not afraid. They say, if I become a dog, then I will be free to have sex on the street without any restriction. This is the facility. Because being a human, I have got so much restriction, and if I become a dog, then there will be no restriction. I will be very free to have sex anywhere. So this is the education. In Hawaii, when I was lecturing, one student said, so what is wrong? I mean, if I become a dog. So people have fallen so much. But it should not be like that. Those who are taken to Krishna-conscious affairs, of course, a Krishna-conscious person is never afraid of any species of life. Provided there is Krishna consciousness continually, that's all. That is what. We are not afraid of becoming a dog, provided I can remember Krishna. This is our position. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kīta janamāyami ichchā janitvāra. I don't mind if I am born as a kid or insect, but kindly give me the chance that I become an insect in the house of a devotee. Then I will get chance again. Because the devotee will eat, I will be able to take a little bread left by the devotee. That is my satisfaction. So, a Vaishnava is not afraid now to become in the form of any species of life, provided he simply, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer, Mama Janmani Janmani Sthare Bhavanar Bhakti Vahari Tukhi Vahari Nagarangana Janmana Sundari Kavitam Vajaya Jeeva. Anybody does not aspire of being born in a very rich family, getting very nice wife, and many controlling power, much controlling power. They do not want. Mama Janmani, neither a devotee wants stop birth practice. Because he has no desire. That is called akami. The devotee has no desire to fulfill. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Sapali Asham. Krishna Bhakta Niskal Atavita. Niskal. No desire. Anna Vilasita Chandam. This is the word. No desire. As Krishna likes. Simply, how to take charge of searching the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Prito apabhagya saranam havaya seta dhāna. My Lord, you are apabhagya saranam. This is very important word, apabhagya. Pabhagya and apabhagya. Pabhagya just the opposite. And pabhagya, here in this material world, we are in the pabhagya. Pa means parishram. Level. Here you cannot get food without any labor. Just see, these laborers here, they have come. Whole day they are working. And if I say that why you are working so hard, come here, live here, take little prasadam, and make progress in Krishna consciousness. Nobody will come. Nobody will come. No, no. I am very happy here. This is for Parishwara. Parishwara. Then sometimes you are accused that you are escaping labor. You are parasite. We are dependent on the society. We are not dependent on the society. We are dependent on Krishna. Yoga kevam mahaviham. Krishna is supplying us this nice building, nice food, nice opportunity. Not only one, we have hundreds of buildings like that without any labor. We are not working like this labor. Just see. I went to a country, 40 rupees, and now I have about 40 crores of work with property. I did not work like that. Yes. People are bringing money, Krishna is sending money. Daily, 1 to 5 lakhs of rupees. This is Krishna consciousness. Why one should work? Nāyana deha deha bhājām niloke kattāra kāvār arhati virbhujām li. Virbhujām, the 2 liters, they will work hard. Human life is not bad. Take kattāra's shelter. Krishna is supplied with yoga khemam mahāma. Tesha mittāri guttāra yoga khemam mahāma. So, this form is working hard, parishma. And form is form, freedom. If you work very hard, you have seen sometimes the horse, they are having foams in the mouth. So you have to work so hard in this material world. They sometimes foam come. Yes, we become thirsty, we require some drinking, because the tongue becomes dry, the lips become dry, and sometimes the paw, and war is still, we are disappointed, birth of war, we are always fearful, boy. And war, after the mrityu. That after so working hard, after always being fearful, being baffled, and so on, still you cannot leave here, you must die. This is called pavarga. In Sanskrit grammar, there are vargas. Pavarga, chavarga, tavarga, pavarga. The pavarga means pa ma bha ma. The material life means these 5 kinds of difficulties. At last, death, ma, means mithu. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you are saved. Therefore, Krishna is described as Apavarga Saranam. If one wants to nullify this Apavarga, then he must take shelter of Krishna. Ahamkvasar. Because we are watching hard white. According to our sinful activities, we are put into the situation working very hard. Without working, we cannot get our food. So, Krishna is apavarga saranam. If you want apavarga, if you want to nullify these five kinds of pa, then you must take shelter of Krishna. So, Krishna is always dying. But when he sees that you are very eager to go to Krishna, he calls. He calls. Just like he explained to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, Sarva Guhya Pavam, and just disclosing the most confidential part of knowledge, Sarvadharmān Paritajya Māvitam Saranam. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. Don't be entangled with this power. Take shelter of me. So this is calling for me. The Prahlāda Mahārāja is expecting when the Lord will call me. That is real mercy. You cannot call God or Krishna, please come me and save me. Krishna is not your servant. He does not agree to be your servant. But when he speaks, he says, he calls you, please come and surrender. Therefore we must expect when the master will call. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will call you, please come. That is what. That is what. Not that, oh God, please come, I will see you. Why God will come to see you? He is very busy. What you have done that you want to see God? If you say, oh, Indira Gandhi, please come here, I will see you. She will come? Be qualified and she will see you. Similarly, don't try. This is not bhakti. Tashiya Gopal. No, Gopal is not anyone's servant that he will come dancing and dancing. You be qualified and he will see you. He will call it. Yes, come back. Come back home. Back to home, back to God. Be qualified. Where are standing? Stand. So, this is Prahlāda Mahārāja's instruction. Everyone should be answered. How Krishna will call him back to home, back to Godhead? And that is done, that is possible when you are engaged in charity. Otherwise, it is not. Sevanokhi yuhāgu sāveva spurattva. You cannot ask God to come and you will see. No. When you are sevano, fully in service, sevano ke hi jivhado, that service begins from jiva, from the tongue. Tāramadya jivhāvati lavamāya sudhurvot. Tārejata kathina sāvati. Bhaktura sāvati. It is very, very difficult to control the tongue. Therefore, the tongue should be engaged in service of the Lord. Beginning from the tongue. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, then you can control your genitals, and then you become jitendriya. So, you have to become jitendriya. Indriya, means the senses. They are given to us for material enjoyment. Just like the form is also given, the tongue, to taste, stool. That's not your tongue. Your tongue is meant for tasting prasad, not stool. Your tongue is meant for chanting, not eating stool. So you have to control it. Then there will be possibility of getting the shelter of Apavarga Saranam, the reputation of birth chakra. Everyone should be afraid of the samsara chakra padana. Then one answer, that's why sometimes foolish person, they say, the Krishna, God has kept him in this way, according to his desire, I am now in this position, because nothing can happen without his desire, this argument is there. Then another rascal. The Prahlad Maharaj clear, therefore, the bhakta sakarma bhi. It is not desired by you. I have created this situation. Baddha sakarma bhi. I have been put into this condition by my own work, sakarma bhi. Baddha sakarma bhi. Pusattam. You cannot overcome this resultant action of your karma. You must suffer. The same example, just like if you infect some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, we are creating karma as we are suffering. Baddha sakarma bhi. My work. Shastra does not say that you steal. Nobody says. Neither Shastra says, nor the moral code say, nor the law, government law say, that you can steal whatever you like. No. Everybody says, the government says, don't steal. The Shastra scriptures, they also say, don't drink, don't steal, don't do this, all permit. But I steal. Then there is sakarmati. There is permitting everywhere. And still I steal. Then whose fault it is? It is government's fault or my fault. If I kill, I will be hanged. Thou shalt not kill. Lord Christ said, thou shalt not kill. But if I kill, then I must have a but this is a false argument. Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And if I kill, and Christ has taken the contract that whatever sinful activity you do, you will exceed. This is Krishna doctrine. They say that our Christ is so kind that whatever sinful activity he do, he will suffer for us. Is it not? This is Krishna. Just see. Foolishness. You do something and I suffer for that. No, you have to suffer. You have done something wrong, you must suffer. This is the real philosophy. Saparama vili. Pusattama. Tenjirmulam. Prita avavarga sarana. So, we are very much entangled in this material world. One should be very much afraid. Prahlad Maharaj says, Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid of Vishnabhakti, but he is very much afraid of this material existence. It is really very, very fearful. People do not know the seriousness of material existence and they continue and rest that the chance human being, human form of life is a chance to rectify and they do not care. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is so important. Everyone, door to door, a devotee has to go and teach them that you are leading a very, very irresponsible life. Be responsible to your consciousness and be a devotee of Krishna, that will save you. Thank you very much.